structured differently. First line, the outside project manager.
Right, right. In other words, I I'd be the liaison. I would be our lead person in just in terms of, you know, paperwork, administrative. And we thought it would be that the board would appoint folks from the programming and development committees, again, because programming and revenue are so intertwined. And other people on the task force would be a national program director, would have been a national development director. And then the general managers and or program directors from each of the local stations, and that they would consult with their local advisory boards to bring those perspectives into the individual markets. And I think this is really helpful, because whenever you do a national, whenever you're going to go to five cities and ask a whole lot of questions, you know, you really have to educate yourself about the individual characteristics, how they affect people. You know, commute times. You know, the commute time in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Well, actually, maybe that's not a good example anymore with the traffic we have on the Beltway here in Washington. If any of you have really ever driven in D.C., commute times in D.C. can be as elongated as commute times in other areas, but maybe the commute time is different in Houston. And how does that affect things? And so having input from folks who live the market is also very beneficial. And as we sat down and thought about how are we going to collect this and how are we going to work through this and what are the things that we need to keep in mind as we work together, a couple of things came to mind is that we have to keep perspective on this. Nothing is ever an end-all be-all. The only thing that's the most, you know, but yet there are some things that are more important to others, and that the listener's desires are the most important thing. And to recognize that no research tool is without each value, but each one is just a tool. And I think what's really important to say about that is that you have a whole variety of ways of learning about things, but you can't put too much trust and faith in any one thing. And even when you wrap them all up in a package and look at them together, you also have to temper it with what we know and what our feeling is and what we believe. You know, look at New Coke. You know, so, you know, you rely on the numbers or data or research, and you can still make mistakes because you have to temper it with what you know about your listeners and about our message and about our mission. So we have to keep things, one of the most important tools that we have is our own professional judgment about the business and the service that we're in and the mission that we perform. And to recognize that all programming elements affect all other programming elements. What's on at 8 o'clock affects what's on at 9 o'clock, what's on at noon affects what's on at 4. What's on Monday morning affects what's on Saturday morning. You know, there's just a variety of different programming elements, and it's a full service. Listeners listen to a radio station, not just for one particular program, but they listen to it for an entire service of programs across the time that they listen to it. In our timeline, between now and February, we'll be working on planning and funding. We could be working on planning and funding. If when we come back in February and the funding is in place and we're a go, we can begin contracting in March because we'll have done the planning prior to that. In April, we would be out in the field doing the field work. May, we'd spend a month of May doing the analysis, pulling it back in, trying to understand what it is that we've pulled together. In June, we'd be able to have a report and recommendations to the board. And in September, hopefully, we'd be able to begin implementing programming recommendations. The thing about programming to remember is that, I knew I'd moved a slide. Anyway, so in preliminary costs, and when we sat down and thought about this and started going, is that we're looking at a number of about $500,000, figure about $476,000 to fund this project.
Since the project is the calendar you just laid out, the research is $500,000.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about a period of, I'm sorry, I could start October through June recommendations. Is that what we're talking about?
Naomi?
I'm not a finance committee, that's why I'm interested.
Sure.
So could you clarify that?
Sure. Between October and February, we would be planning to do the project and trying to secure the funding, since it is an unfunded mandate.
Well, I can understand that, but what is that $500,000 close to? $476,000.
What is it used for?
What's it?
The next slide is my question.
Yeah, what is the budget?
Excuse me, Frank, I'm just.
What are the proposed?
Focus groups cost about $12,000 per group. We only need 20 of them.
Jesus.
Additional, and as we started to cost out, you're looking anywhere from about $50,000 to $75,000 to learn the profile. And these are just general.
I understand.
Yeah, I mean these are investigated but not thoroughly researched numbers.
The profile is producing.
Right. And additional data to buying additional data that we don't currently purchase, audience data. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that we want to stress here is that if we're going to do this project, if we're really gonna make a commitment to learning more about our listeners, why they listen to us, and what else we can do to serve them better and expand our community service and our mission, that we need to do it the right way from the beginning, and that we need to make a significant investment. And I'd encourage you, as we look at the number, is not to think of it as a cost, but to think of it as an investment. There's a return on this. If we do a better job of serving our listeners and providing a better community service, the hopeful return is increased revenues, because they'll contribute more and we'll be doing something that's more significant for them.
Aside from the shocking figure at the end, given all the other needs of our stations and the overall network, I have some serious problems with the approach of this whole program task force. So one question is just, is this settled, or how is it decided what this is? But let me just raise some of my concerns. One is in the goals of, start right at the beginning of the goals of the task force. Most of these goals are fine, although, to be honest, I don't care how many credit cards people have. Those are fine. But I was alarmed that what I would think would be the major goal is not there, and that is how to strengthen programming we have, and as well as develop new programming in the service of a progressive social change agenda.
Right, that
it's not all about what do our listeners want. It's about how do we view ourselves, which the board began talking about yesterday in the board retreat meeting, training session. How do we do our work, that is in this case the programming work and developing programs, that offers people who may not yet even know that this is what they want because they haven't been exposed to some of these ideas and some of these other ways of thinking. How do we, as I said, strengthen programming we already have and develop new programming that achieves or helps us achieve that goal, which, again, at least based on the discussion yesterday, but also based on the long history of what Pacifica is and what our stations are, the understanding that we are part of, that we are one institution in a larger political context that is trying to make a contribution toward that progressive social change agenda. And so I was alarmed that that fundamental goal was not articulated, and since it wasn't articulated, I think a lot of the other problems that I have with this, unfold from that. I don't want to go into all the details right now, but again, because I think there are, many other things we need to talk about, except to say that my, alarm at this figure, and also the very big concern I have about how the determination will actually be made about what the goals and functioning and the process of this task force will be.
I think it's all on the table to talk about. It's interesting, as you were talking, I was thinking about a lot of the possible outcomes of different things. And one of the things when you start one of these projects, you start talking about investigating listeners and things like that, is you tend to jump to conclusions before. And one of the conclusions that I always jump to as I was listening to was,
and some of the other things that you said was maybe we need to, maybe we just need to tell more people about it. I mean, there may be not, there may, we may be perfectly fine. I mean, one of the things we might find out is that we need to invest more in promoting and bringing our mission to and exposing people to the, in ways that aren't through our radio stations. It could be, you know, we need to, you know, tell more people. So there's a lot of different things that could come out. I don't think anything that you discussed is certainly in our discussions and as we were talking about this, we're not mentioned or off the table at all. Absolutely, I think it's all on the table. I don't think we can do this without a lot of significant input and understanding and trying to pull things together.
Yes, I'm sorry. Beth, did you...
No, that's okay. I'll go.
Okay, fine. Obviously, we're at the very beginning stages now of firming up or giving some form, forming up, I guess, to be more accurate, what we've been discussing for the last number of months of having a task force. So this is the first sort of staff compilation of ideas and objectives here. I myself am willing to stipulate that the staff, being the Pacifica staff, has as at least an unstated, if not always fully articulated, assumption that this task force is designed or will be designed to implement the Pacifica program policies, which embody the concerns and the principles that were just expressed eloquently. Would you like to proceed?
Sure. Well, I'm sorry, but before we proceed, I asked the question and was reassured that it was still in the development stages, but how? You know, what's the next step in formulating the goals and the work plan, the composition, you know, all these elements? What's going to happen after today, after this conversation? Do we have input into that as the program committee? Do the station managers have input into that? You know, what are the next steps exactly?
Oh, I thought that was covered where he listed the potential classes of participants.
No, that was my understanding. Correct me if I'm wrong, Steve. I thought you were saying this was your proposal for who would be how the composition of the task force would be put together. What I'm asking for is how do we develop, or what is the process, and maybe I wasn't clear enough before, for given that I and maybe other people also have objections with some of the elements of this thing, including the way the goals are articulated, what's the process for revisiting those questions, each of these things, the goals, the activities, this question of an outside project manager? You know, I'm not convinced that we need that. Maybe we do, but I don't know yet. What steps so that all of us feel comfortable with what the program task force is charged to do?
Can I answer?
Yes.
At the last board meeting, the program committee and the board charged the staff with coming up with the program task force, what it was going to look like, what its goals and objectives would be, and a timeline. And that's what we've done. There have been, I believe, almost a year's worth of discussions on this. Is that correct, Fred?
I don't know. I've lost track of time.
So that this conversation has been going on for a while, and the staff was charged with coming up with what this task force was going to look like, how long it was going to take for this task force to produce whatever it was supposed to produce, and what were going to be the elements of the task force. And we sat down as an administrative council, and this is what we put together.
I mean, my recollection is you were charged with making a recommendation. This is speaks to the reason to have minutes of meetings available, but I thought you were going to bring us a recommendation, which you did. You did that. Now I'm saying I, at least as one member of this committee, have some problems with the recommendation, so I want to know what the process is for trying to deal with those.
Excuse me, Frank.
Yes.
First of all, I apologize as a member of the committee. I came in late, so I didn't want to interrupt.
This is
come
John
to the table.
Murdoch, for those of you who do not know him.
I think, first of all, Leslie, I think it's legitimate to raise questions about any proposal that comes before the board. It's our obligation to do that, and it's our obligation to consider the recommendation and then decide if there are things that need to be changed, and if so, what changes need to be made. I think the time is now. This is the process. So, okay. I mean, if you have some comments about it, recommendations, I think we need to make them so that we can air them here and everybody can hear them and we can talk about them. This is the
That's
process. So I'm curious. I mean, what are your comments? Let's hear it.
Well, I began, right? I think we need a further discussion and development of the articulation of the goals of the task force. I don't think the goals that were laid out are satisfactory. I would like to have more discussion about the activities of this. Focus groups are fine, but it's, you know, especially given the cost, that, you know, I think there's also other ways to get input from people. I'd like to discuss ways of getting input. For instance, there's no reference, I didn't see any reference, maybe I missed it, I'm sorry if I did, to how to get input from affiliates, from the affiliates. I think that's a whole arena of work that we have to develop. I have questions about an outside project manager and how much that will cost and if that really is needed for this thing. I have questions about the kinds of the vendors that are being looked into or thought about that, you know, require that kind of money. The task force composition, again, I would raise the question about affiliates. Is there any way to have affiliate input in there? And then based on the answers to all these questions or what we come up with, I would like to revisit the cost. I mean, $500,000 is a lot of money. And timeline to see if that's, you know, a realistic timeline, if there are any adjustments to be made. So those are my initial concerns.
Frank?
Yes.
Okay. Each of these is a legitimate question. Let's get concrete. What are some issues then with regard to the goals that are a problem? I mean, let's go one by one, but I mean, what are some of the goals then that you think we ought to accomplish that are not reflected in this task?
Well, again, I can repeat what I said. Maybe you're out of the room when I said.
Let's not spend a lot of time on the cost factors, because that's more of a matter for the financial committee that has greater expertise in that area than this committee. But let's do talk about the goals and the activities. I'm particularly would endorse the involvement of affiliates in some level in this.
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
Say just one comment in general about the presentation. First of all, I think that given what has been in the past expressed by folks, whether they're on the board or at the staff or from listeners about finding out, as a simple way to put it, who our audience is, this has been going on for a year and or more. It's a kind of a constant need in the current environment where to find out who are the people we have listening and who we want to have listening. So the effort that has been made, I think, is pretty thorough, but it's based on just the need. And so when the program committee asked the staff to come up with a plan, it just said, come up with a plan. This is the first plan. You know, if there had been prescriptions on it initially, then maybe that would have come back in a different manner. So the questions you're bringing up will revise the plan. On the financial part of it, will be brief, they're just in the money there. And that's going to drive the revision anyway.
Well,
I can just tell you that now, so we might as well just, you know, like you said, Frank, just not even go there right now and focus on maybe the concerns that you have, Leslie, that other people would have, and begin to revise, pare down what's, you know, going to be needed. I would say this, though, on the affiliate side of things, you know, the only relation we have with the affiliates is in distributing the program we have, and they are affiliates. This is the foundation of the network, and it's to the extent that you spend time and money on that, if it's a staff-generated time and money, it's going to take away immediately for some of the other basic things that the staff is doing now. So just from my own personal point of view, I'm not real crazy about diverting the time and energy that the thumbnail staff that we have now has for talking to the affiliates. I mean, there should be one person that does that just to kind of let them know what's coming out, or the web can tell them what programming is coming. But as long as they're getting the programming that, you know, we're agreement to send it to them, I don't know that, you know, we need to get their input on how we're supposed to be doing our work.
Well, the only reason, or one reason, is that, you know, perhaps they would pick up more programming. You know, perhaps they'd be interested in more programming if more programming is developed that they're interested in. And one way of knowing what they're interested in is that it's not. I'm not saying divert, you know, I'm saying I'm certainly not suggesting that that is the cornerstone of the composition of this or the most important thing. It's just another element of what Pacifica does, and therefore, if we're examining programming and want to reach more people through programming, then obviously the five stations are our main concern. But I think we do ourselves, and again, the progressive social change movement that we are, you know, historically and as far as I can tell today, still committed to being part of, we're doing that movement a disservice if we don't figure out a stronger relationship with the affiliates. And then this might be one venue for doing that.
Are you saying that we're in service to that?
We're part of it.
Mr. Chairman? Yeah. I happen to think that there needs to be a balanced inquiry, and a balanced dialogue with affiliates is an important way to get an assessment of what they're interested in, that we can then decide whether or not we choose to include in our programming. But I think it's useful if an affiliate is another way to reach out to the marketplace of potential listeners in the progressive community, then it does make some sense to have a dialogue with affiliates, not a right to choose, nor a right to decide on their part, but simply an opportunity to get more information. Now, I'm not sure how we do that, and I think that's got to be up to the program task force to decide that. But I think as part of the initiative, we ought to be reaching out to affiliates, and we ought to be making contacts, and we ought to be getting some feedback. And perhaps we're already doing it. And if so, then maybe that's something that we need to make clearer to people. But I happen to think that is perhaps something valuable to do.
Let me set the order now. I want to first of all observe that we have been joined by Rob Robinson, member of the committee. Secondly, the next, I see two members of the board. First, Carolyn Van Putten, member of the committee, and then Valerie, I believe you had your hand up before, so let's take the next two in that order.
It seemed to me, and it occurred to me as I was looking at the activities list that Steve proposed, that the area called additional audience research data could easily include any information you might want to gather from the affiliate stations.
Thank you. Yes, Valerie?
Valerie Chambers, Development Committee. It is a very large number, and whether or not we can afford this really for the Finance Committee's very much in mind. However, from a development committee standpoint, where we're charged with trying to get resources to get something done, my question is, can the development committee, with some of the members and some of the expertise that the board members have, substitute labor for some capital perhaps for developing a study? I know Tomas has some interest in different metrics, and it may be that in the development of some of the metrics, things like the survey, things, we may not end up with the final quality information that we would if we had $475 for our central place, but it may be that we end up with enough information received in a positive way on an ongoing basis, or that and in that board of development committee with respect to surveys and that kind of thing would keep the costs down somewhat, both now and in the future. So I'm suggesting we address some of this in development with a possible labor capital substitution.
I understand. Thank you.
All right. Good question.
Oh, yes, John.
Wherever possible, Steve, if some of the things you hear don't make sense or that you think, oh, that is a good idea, or you have questions, what is your general sense of the idea of using alternative metrics? Is that something that could be workable, or is it not?
I think we have to sit down and without knowing what they are and things we would discuss, it would be kind of hard to evaluate and have a discussion on it.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, now in the interest of moving this forward, because I take
a couple three more,
and then we'll return to this conversation, as well as other things we want to cover today, although some of the other things we wanted to cover today are in fact being covered, or at least introduced very substantially. So please continue.
And one of the things that we talked about is that whenever you do make changes to a radio station, it does take 24 months to even begin to see the benefits of what you do. So as we go through and implement at the station level anything that we might, that ideas that might come out of this for the general managers and program directors, there's an investment period. And again, some things that we just talked about. And we wanted to make sure that the board was fully informed of what we were doing, so there'll be a final report, most likely, and these are just possible ways of going about it. But we wanted to make sure that not only is there a final report for the board and questions and strategies for staff implementation, but that during the process, there were periodic reports are made through the executive director to the board. And as we sat down and thought about the pros and cons of doing this, these were the things that went through our head.
What does it mean, foundation stagnates? Oh, Pacifica Foundation.
I thought
we were in a fundraising here.
If increased listening, the amount of listening people do to the stations is one way that we know that our revenue, if the amount of listening people do is affected by the revenue that we receive, that the last thing we would want to do is endanger listener support. And of course, we got to the end of some of the discussions that we were having, and said, okay, so if we do this, what's to guarantee that we spend all this money and make the commitment, and is it going to be used? And I think that implementing the changes that we deem appropriate, again, taking everything we know and then wrapping it around ourselves as professionals and ourselves as radio and foundation people, that we will increase our mission and our listener support. And audience growth is an accountability for the station direct, for myself and the general managers at the stations. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the presentation. I would ask that perhaps it be possible subsequent to the meeting if you print this off for the members of the committee. I tried to take notes, but I couldn't vote. Listen and write at the same time always, and it would be very helpful, I think, for all of us, not only for the purposes of this meeting, but as the process goes forward, and in order to both to criticize and to elaborate and to suggest, if we were to be able to have this to refer to, and I know that I'm going to suggest now, it being 25 minutes to 11, that unless there's some serious objection, we were to take a 5 to 10 minute break and then return to this conversation. You have a serious objection?
Well, I do want to try and just finalize one piece of this, I think, before we break, and that is this, I've been told that this is the time to raise the issues and the concerns so we can try and settle them, and I just want to see if we have agreement on adding this goal that I articulated as my first concern, that is the deepening and strengthening and expansion and development of new programs to make our contribution as part of the progressive social change movement. That one of the goals, the primary goal as far as I'm concerned of the task force, is to explore ways to do that, ways to strengthen the existing programming, to develop new programming, as far as, and in addition to that, the distribution of that program, to explore ways to expand the distribution of programming that in this sense serves and works with and is part of, sees itself as part of, a progressive social change agenda in this country. And I would like that adopted as the primary goal of this.
Does anyone on the committee object to the substance of what Leslie is suggesting? I find nothing objectionable about it. I felt that it perhaps was implicit in some of the materials here. But I'm happy to have it made explicit. Is there any problem with that?
I have no problem, but it would be helpful at the beginning, I think, was there a list of the goals that you had?
Yes, there was.
Can you just put them back up there? No, I don't have a problem with what Leslie said. It makes a lot of sense.
It was at the very beginning. It may take a while to go back. But the goals, what you got?
In which one?
Determine what types of programming.
The goals are: gather qualitative information about our audience, determine what our audience thinks about our current programming, determine what other types of programming and programs would be accepted, find out why other public radio listeners don't listen to our stations, how does our audience use other media.
I gathered from what Leslie was saying that there was a desire perhaps put more in progressive context what you've described. I mean, to say it in a way that is going to describe more of our progressive goals, that's stated in sort of a more straightforward manner. But I agree with what Leslie said. I think it might be covered, but I think it could be said differently.
Rob? Yeah, I think what seems to be presented to us is an assessment. We're doing like a strategic plan for programming. All Leslie is saying is that in doing this, the values of Pacifica should be clearly embroidered in that plan. I don't see anything controversial about
that. I don't either. I don't know why
it's not implicit there. So I think it's a good proposal.
It is, without objection, it is so ordered.
Well, I do. Without objection, no, I don't. It's always the execution part. How are we going to implement that? In other words, who is going to take the onus for sitting down and reframing that, or as Robbie's put it, embroider it?
Would you like to present?
I will write what I've just said now two or three times and hand it in. I'm not on the committee, so I will definitely write it and give it in.
You're on this committee.
I should have to.
And this is a proper
task force,
function of this committee.
I mean task force.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Can we do more of this after the break?
Yes, we will, I presume, do more of this after the break unless we all, you know, suffer from collective amnesia or something. I cannot see how we would avoid it. So, without further objection, which will not be received or accepted, we are taking a break of 10 minutes. Which would put us back here at 10 minutes to 11.
Are you like that when you're
drinking? Robbie James.
Lee Cronin.
Oh, yeah.
One of the goals of Pacifica was that delivering a consistent audience wasn't going to be a goal.
There are goals here, and there are philosophic underpinnings, and they do not carry implicit, quite the contrary. They contradict the whole approach and context, including of the paper that we wrote, and essentially everything that is the evolution and origin of 50 years of programming. Form does follow function, and his form is to commodify the listeners and turn them into a revenue
given
base.
Given the goals, this whole project contradicts the goals.
Oh, clearly.
So if you insert her goals, then we have to reevaluate the project because it's a contradiction.
And they're perfectly happy to let there be a lot of wheel spinning about this as long as the structural adjustment proceeds.
Right, and the whole context, of course, of outside vendors and project directors.
I understand.